USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Today, the Supreme Court pays tribute to the late Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. Her body will be placed in repose within the Great Hall of the building, allowing the public to express their condolences before a funeral service scheduled for tomorrow at the Washington National Cathedral. Justice O'Connor, the trailblazing first woman on the Supreme Court, passed away on December 1st at the age of 93. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. supports Israel's right to self-defense. However, he emphasizes that Israeli forces must make every effort to minimize civilian casualties in the Gaza Strip, even with Hamas using them as shields.
Hamas embeds itself and hides itself behind innocent Palestinian civilians.
While visiting Tel Aviv, Austin said the U.S. remains committed to advocating for a two-state solution in the region. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham believes a border security deal will not happen until after the first of the year. Details from Dave Collins.
We feel like we're being jammed. We're not anywhere close to a deal. It'll go into next year.
Speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, Graham slammed President Biden's border policy, saying the president has obliterated the border. The Republican senator has been a staunch supporter of providing aid to Ukraine and Israel. He said he still supports the two countries, but Biden should apply the same vigor and energy to fix the U.S. broken border.
Pope Francis is paving the way for same-sex couples to receive blessings under specific conditions. In a landmark decision announced Monday, the Vatican stated that priests can bestow blessings on such couples as long as it is not a part of regular church rituals. And many Americans are scaling back their holiday shopping this season. Over half of the respondents to a Monmouth University poll won't indulge due to high prices. This is USA News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
President Biden's approval rating is reaching an historic low, as indicated by a recent Monmouth University poll. Only 34% of Americans approve of his performance in the White House, while 61% disapprove. The president received unfavorable ratings for his management of immigration and inflation. The poll emerges with the 2024 election less than 11 months away. As the holiday travel season commences, U.S. officials report that passport processing times have reverted to pre-pandemic standards. During the peak of the pandemic, individuals faced delays of up to 3 months for passport application processing. The Department of State now assures that passport applications will be handled within 8 weeks for standard service and 3 weeks for expedited service. Israel is facing renewed pressure to reach another hostage deal.
The accidental killing of three Israeli hostages by IDF forces sparked a massive protest in Tel Aviv on Saturday. Late Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu indicated he's open to more negotiations with Hamas. However, Hamas said there would be no talks until Israel stopped its assault in Gaza. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Apple has decided to stop the sale of its Series 9 and Ultra 2 watches due to patent disputes related to the device's blood oxygen monitor. The watches will no longer be available for purchase starting December 21st. The announcement has resulted in a decline in Apple stock today. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.